It's the holiday season, a time for traditions. Mistletoe, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Old Saint Nick, and this Yuletide classic.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer was first heard on a San Francisco radio station in 1979. Since then, it has sold more than 8 million copies. It is the most requested Christmas song ever in radio history and is now an established, if somewhat fractured, Christmas favorite. The man behind this piece of holiday magic is Dr. Elmo Shropshire. He joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Hello, Dr. Elmo.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm well, but I wonder, where did the musical inspiration for this song come from?
Well, a friend of mine named Randy Brooks wrote it, and at the time, a long time ago, I was trying to sing some bluegrass songs, and every time I sang a serious song, people laughed at me, and so I started trying to write and sing funny songs, and I was playing one time, and this fella came up, and he said, you know, I've got a song that I think would be perfect for you. My band won't let me sing it. And he sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and I said, I think that I do like this a lot, and it might be good for me.
The Grey Panthers didn't like this song very much. They picketed one of your concerts once. They claimed the song was ageist, sexist, and violent.
They did. I got a job at playing at the boarding house in San Francisco, and I was going down to the boarding house. I was maybe six blocks away, and you could see it. People were all out in front. You know, the whole place looked like all these people waiting in line. And I thought, they're all waiting to get in to see me. This is great. That owner is going to know I'm big time. But when I got down there, they were all holding picket signs that said, what's so funny about a dead grandma? So it brought a lot of attention. And then everyone wanted to see what it was all about. So a lot of people went out and bought the album after that.
We might want to hear just a little bit more of it so people get an idea of why some folks might have gotten a little bit hot about it.
It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Now, did this song make you a rich man?
I would say this. I have always worked as a veterinarian because each year I never thought the song was going to be popular again. You know, it would be popular, and then December 26th, the bottom would drop out, and I'd go back into anonymity. And I thought, well, that's it. It's probably not going to happen next year. But now, you know, after 20-some years of it getting bigger and bigger every year, it seems like it's going to be around for a while.
Thank you very much, Dr. Elmo.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dr. Elmo Shropshire spoke with us from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Sing it, Grandpa!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.